awakening your prosperity self. Put your body in a position of comfort. Begin to relax your body, letting your breathing take you deeper into a relaxed, focused state of being. You are beginning to unwind and let go at a very deep level. As you breathe in, adjust your posture so that your body is even more comfortable, even more relaxed, and so that your energy can flow freely throughout your body. Bring in light with each breath in. By imagining that you are breathing in light, filling yourself up with light. You are releasing and letting go of any energy you do not want. Going deeper and deeper within, into that deep inner part of yourself. Your wise, all-knowing self. Your balanced, harmonious, and loving self. Feel yourself growing wiser and more beautiful. Your vibration is increasing as you take on the vibration of your higher self. Imagine that you are sitting in a beautiful meadow. You are your higher self. You are compassionate and wise. You are loving. You have answers. You, as your higher self, are going to work with a subpersonality, a part of you, to teach it how to work with you to become more prosperous. Sense the beauty of the meadow, the brightness of the sky, the lovely flowers. Peace and tranquility that is all about you. You are at peace with yourself. You are wise. Imagine that there is a part of yourself, a subpersonality, that is walking across the meadow to meet you. This is a part of you that is having doubts or fears about your current situation with money. A part of you that in some way is not yet aligned with your new vision of being abundant and prosperous. See this part coming across the meadow to meet you. Let it come closer and closer, until it is in front of you. What does this subpersonality look like? Is it male or female? How is it dressed? Is it young or old? You have so much compassion for this self. This part of you is trying in the best way it knows how to serve you in some way. It has an old program that needs to be rewritten, perhaps based upon who you used to be as a young child. It does not know who you are right now. It does not yet see your new goals and the new vision of what you want to create. It is operating on a program based upon who you used to be. And it is trying very hard to do something good for you. Look right into the eyes of this part of you. With great compassion, ask it, "What good thing are you trying to do for me with your doubts and fears, or with your withholding of abundance?" It is trying to help you in some way. Listen now very carefully. Now ask this part of you if it would be willing to walk with you to the top of a mountain where you will show it your new goals, a vision of who you are now, and give it a new role to play. When it is ready, walk up the mountain together, climbing higher and higher, where the air is more rare. You can walk together, fly or dance up the mountain, continuing until you reach the top. At the top of the mountain, take this sub-personality and show it the expanded view. You can see for miles in all directions. This is symbolic of the wider view you now have of your life. Turn to this part and show it who you are now. Show it a vision of your financial goals. How much money you intend to make and have in the bank. Your monthly income. Whatever you want to create right now, show this part your vision. Think of something that is very important for you to accomplish in the next month, 3 months, or 6 months. Ask this part to help you in creating this goal. You are going to give this part of yourself a new assignment. Recall the good thing that this part was trying to do for you, even though it had doubts or seemed to be blocking you in some way. What good thing was it trying to accomplish or help you with? It is time to give this part of you a new assignment. Ask it to play the same role for you, but in a different way. To do good things for you that are aligned in helping you create your new goals. This subpersonality wants to help you. It is delighted to be asked to help. And it will find many creative new ways to help you reach your goals. And now you are going to call to you a very high being, a spiritual teacher, or perhaps your own soul, a radiant light who is going to come and work with this subpersonality to evolve it into its highest expression of love. You can see this being of light approaching in the distance, coming closer and closer until he or she joins you on the top of the mountain. The subpersonality now goes over to this spiritual teacher. This spiritual teacher knows exactly what to do. Observe as this spiritual teacher begins to work with the subpersonality, noticing that the subpersonality is growing more and more beautiful as this being of light works with and transforms it. When this spiritual teacher, this being of light, is finished, the subpersonality walks back over to you. It has become beautiful and radiant. It now knows what to do to create prosperity for you. You have awakened your prosperity self. The self is now a part of your team, working with you. The spiritual teacher is saying goodbye and leaving you. Thank this being for working with you. Turn to your subpersonality and embrace it with your love. You love this part of you. It is working so hard to serve you in the best way it knows how. And now it knows a better way to serve you. Love this part of you. Hold it. Appreciate it. This subpersonality is now going to find many new and higher ways to assist you in becoming prosperous. Ways that are aligned with your visions and goals. Your creative self is now showing your subpersonality at least three new ways to assist you in becoming prosperous, in achieving your goals and vision. You do not need to know what these ways are for them to be brought about. Feel this subpersonality as it grows more beautiful and sends you love. It is eager to fulfill its new assignment. Its greatest joy is serving you and bringing you what you want. It is smiling with joy at being able to assist you, for it now knows what you want, and it will work with you to create this. Face this little part of you that is now so filled with your love. Let it turn into a symbol of the prosperity and abundance it can give you. Take this symbol and bring it into your heart. You are becoming one with the subpersonality, unifying yourself with this subpersonality. You are now walking back down the mountain to the meadow. The warm sun is on your face. Imagine that it is 6 months from today. This subpersonality is now working with you. Changes have been happening. How is your life different now, 6 months from today? Use your imagination. You are now your future self. Integrated and blended with this subpersonality that is working with you to create prosperity. Spend a few more moments fantasizing and daydreaming about the wonderful changes you have experienced in the last 6 months, making this as real as you can imagine it to be. Feel the power and the strength of your future self. Let this future self send you a message right now, a message of confidence. Feel the joy and laughter within you. The new feeling of prosperity and abundance that you are bringing into your life. As you become one with your subpersonalities, more unified and whole within, for you have the power to create anything you want. Come back into the room now, feeling a heightened sense of well-being, optimistic about your future, knowing that your prosperity is on its way. Come back easily and gently, and have a wonderful day.